so you can find your posture. Shake yourself out if you've gotten contracted. Let the breath flow naturally in whatever way it wants to flow. But begin to bring your attention inward. And for those of you who've done this practice regularly, you have probably already let's say, created an experience of that inner channel, which you can return to. And those of you who haven't done this practice so much, see if you can start by feeling your perineum, the knob of flesh between the anus and the sexual organ, and simultaneously feeling the space at the crown of the head. And then begin to be aware of a kind of, I like to call it a laser beam, or just a felt sense of a beam of energy that flows from the perineum upward along the back body just in front of the spinal column, flowing up through the lower abdomen, up through the upper abdomen, to the center of the chest, up through the throat, through the center of the head, and up through the crown. We're going to practice by allowing the inhalation to flow down towards the perineum and the exhalation to flow up towards the crown, moving along the central channel. So what you're doing is really allowing the breath which is a tremendous repository of Shakti and awareness, allowing the breath to bring your attention in an increasingly centered way into this subtle channel. The inhaled breath flowing down the channel, the exhaled breath flowing up. And though I don't want to give confusing instructions, there are some of you who find it easier to experience this the other way. Inhaling up from the sushumna and exhaling down, that's okay. But my instruction for those of you who are comfortable following it is to allow the inhalation to flow downward, down to the base, and then flow upward as the exhalation, up to the crown. And of course, as thoughts arise, first notice them as a thought, and then see if you can remind yourself that the thoughts too are Shakti. The breath is Shakti. And that rather than forcing your attention into the sushumna nadi, you're actually allowing the breath, which is such a powerful form of the Spanda Shakti, to carve out an awareness of this central column of energy, this vibrating central channel, inhaling, letting the breath flow down towards the base, really even seeing if you can begin to feel a sense of the breath flowing down your inner body and flowing upward. And we're going to stay with this for a few minutes. And as we've done in our foundational meditation throughout the class, you're invited to add the mantra to the felt sense of the breath, because within the mantra syllables, Om Ayin Fein Kleen, is the awakening Shakti, the divine, the goddess Spanda Shakti, in the form of these syllables. And you can allow Om Ayim to flow with the inhalation down the central channel, and Ayim Kleen to flow with the exhalation upward towards the crown. See if you can now allow your attention inside the central channel to move a little deeper, almost as though you were walking your attention inside this inner tube, if you will, this inner channel. See if you can imagine this inner channel expanding and opening. Without in any way forcing this or stressing about it. See if you can begin to feel that as the breath flows up and down the inner channel, that the channel itself widens so that it actually fills and encompasses your entire body. So that instead of this vertical plane being inside you, you can feel as though it surrounds the body. It's not inside the body. It surrounds the body. So the body and the awareness you have of it is inside the central channel. And see if you can become aware that even as you're following the breath and adding the mantra to it and sensing the vertical movement and feeling it all taking place, as if within a channel that holds your body, see if you can become aware that all of these layers of experience in your meditation are being held in awareness. That it's all happening inside this very subtle knowing experience. This very subtle experiencing consciousness. That is present to the meditation practice, to the mantra, to the sense of a channel of energy that the breath can move vertically through. Just feel that awareness which we've pointed to again and again. That awareness without which you really wouldn't be able to experience anything. Just feel that awareness for a moment as yourself. sense how everything that's going on in your experience from the sensations to the movement of breath to the experience of the sushumnanadi to the mantra to whatever sounds are around. As all arising and subsiding inside this one experiencing awareness. And let yourself for a moment take rest in it. And of course, and continue to use that part of your mind that needs to focus on something specific. The flow of the breath up and down the central channel with Om Aim, flowing with the in-breath and Aim Shame, flowing with the exhalation. The specific play of these meditation concentrations happening within that awareness that makes it possible for your life to be experienced. So you can open your eyes. Or not. No need to open your eyes. if you want to make a note of something that arose during meditation, you can take a moment to do that.